Chapelboro.com. Go there quick and stay a while. Chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. Now News Talk 1360 WCHL presents Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Tune in for 30 minutes of tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is locally produced by News Talk 1360 WCHL. Now let's get to the tasty talk with Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and we might as well be related. I'm here today with Amanda Miller, who is the, well, you're the blog queen of, tell me the name of it. It's
VictusPopuli.com.
Okay, so you might want to spell that.
That's VictusPopuli.com.
Now, you know, you're going to have to explain what that means.
Well, it's very loosely translated in Latin. It means food for the people. It actually means food of the people. But yeah, the website is really about, you know, sharing information with my friends, my family, my readers, just about food stuff I think is interesting.
Well, it's a really beautiful site. And one of the things that I like so much about it is its simplicity. I mean, you go to a lot of food sites and you're just assaulted with so much information, you're not really sure where to go. So kudos on the simplicity of it, because it really does make it user-friendly and accessible to even if you're not as big a foodie as we are. So you're obviously not a North Carolina girl.
No, I'm not. Mm. Well, my roots are here, but no, I moved to Chapel Hill 2.5 years ago from Brooklyn, New York.
Uh-huh, big change.
Just a little bit of a change.
Well, I don't know, there's, you know, pockets of Brooklyn can have that little town feel.
Absolutely. You know? I mean, and you know, one thing that, you know, most people there would say right now is it's kind of crazy how food-centric that borough is.
I mean,
New York in general has always, you know, been a foodie mecca, but Brooklyn in particular has so many terrific artisan producers there, and you see a lot of that down here. And you know, honestly, when we were thinking about our move a couple of years ago, the food scene here in Chapel Hill was one of the driving factors for choosing this town.
Well, you know what? You would not believe how many people have said that on this show, that I would always say, well, how did you, they're from all over. And I'd say, did you just like put a pin in the map? And they said, no, we researched and this area offered all the things that people were looking for. And oh gosh, I mean, I personally love that and am thrilled by that. And I'm glad that y'all decided to move this. So what's your background?
Well, let's see. So, professionally, my background is actually in nonprofit arts administration. I started working at the Kennedy Center in D.C. in 1999 and then worked my way through a number of fantastic cultural organizations in D.C. and in New York City, most recently working for the Department of Cultural Affairs for the City of New York, giving grants to arts organizations.
Oh, I bet. That was exciting.
It was a great time. It was a lot of fun. I worked with wonderful people and, you know, was just actively a part of making the city a better place through art, which, and then there were some great parties.
Well, there were. And I mean, I always loved, I was up there for a couple of years, and I loved the concerts in Central Park, the free ones, and seemed like people really did appreciate having that offered to them.
Absolutely. Well, and then there were also so many other things that I think, you know, maybe as a New Yorker, you would stumble across more often, concerts in the Wall Street area and in Tribeca, in churches during for lunchtime series and that sort of thing. So that
I
was...
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, they're wonderful. And, you know, I think, you know, if you're living in the city, you get sort of desperate for little quick escapes. And if you can just pop into a cathedral in Lower Manhattan for a, you know, 30-minute concert series, it really is refreshing.
So y'all must have really enjoyed the food scene.
Yes, absolutely. But
up there,
I have gained weight living down here.
Go figure.
I know. I think it's pretty easy. You know, the combination of not walking as much and also just living so close to Neil's Deli is kind of deadly.
Yes,
but,
it is.
But the food scene was a lot of fun for sure.
So what happened with the transition? I mean, how did you how'd you transition from there to here?
Right. Well, my husband was working some insane hours. And like I said, my roots are down here. My parents met at Carolina in 1968. And they dated for a very long 5 months before having a bohemian potluck wedding in a basement in Carrboro. So, you know, I grew up thinking that the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill was
the coolest
better
place
than,
ever.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, forget New York City, forget Harvard. I mean, this was where you wanted to be. So my parents moved here about 5 years ago as part of their sort of retirement plan, and they are great at propaganda and wouldn't let me think about living in Durham. And so we settled here in Chapel Hill, and we're very thankful we did.
Well, so, and they've been back here, what, 5 years?
About 5 years, uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I mean, as a somebody who grew up in Chapel Hill, I'm pretty guilty of that propaganda myself. And I wish all my friends who lived all over the country would move here.
Mm.
So, I mean, I love to go visit them, but they just don't know what it's like.
Oh, no.
Being here.
And I do my best to recruit pretty heavily, too. We have a steady stream of New York City visitors that are kind of jaw on the floor when we talk about, you know, how the very affordable our house is, or
exactly.
Take them to dinner at Lantern, or, you know, we go to
or
the
bon
Carver.
That's not there anymore.
I know. Mourn the loss. Well, now our New York friends will hopefully have some of their talent.
Well, that's why I kept my sister and her husband were here a couple of weeks ago. We went, and I said, now you'll have some customers, built-in
yes.
customers.
Exactly.
So, well, gosh, I'm glad you picked this. I think... I learned coming back here, because I was in New York City and came back here after that, and I said, I can visit New York anytime I want, but the quality of life here is it's so wonderful.
It is. And, you know, my dogs definitely appreciate having a yard.
Oh, did you? Yeah, you've got French bulldogs.
That's right. A little obsessed. Well, the obsessions are food and French bulldogs. Those are the two primaries.
Well, do they benefit from the food?
Oh, well, yeah. We roast their sweet potato treats.
You
every
do?
Day. Yes.
Do you make sweet potato treats?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Don't get impressed. By make, I mean slice them up into little cubes, throw them in an oven. That's enough for these guys.
So they just get real sweet potatoes. It's not like you like make a cookie.
No, you know, I mean, I think just like food, you know, it's the simpler the better for the dogs as well. I mean, it's just a sweet potato. It's so naturally rich in all these great vitamins and sugars that you don't have to do much to it, and they love it.
I had not even thought about that, but my dog likes sweet potatoes. So, well, we're going to have to go to break in a second, but before we go, we're talking with Amanda Miller, and she is a blogger, and tell us the name of the blog again and the address.
Sure. It's victuspopuli.com, and that's victuspopuli.com.
And I'm looking forward to talking about some of the blog posts and where you get your ideas and how, I mean, if it's something that you do every day and we got a whole lot of places to go with this. So y'all don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360 WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Chapelboro.com, more of what you live here for.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I am here today with, we're not really related, but Amanda Miller, and she is a local food blogger with victuspopuli.com, V-I-C-T-U-S-P-O-P-L-I.
U-L-I.
U-L-I. Oh, boy, I just left the letter out. U-L-I.com. Go check it out, because it's really intriguing. So is that your job, your normal job?
Well, sometimes it feels like my normal job, but I don't get paid to do it. you know, I do spend a lot of time writing posts for victuspopuli.com, but there are a couple of other ventures that I'm involved in right now. One of my most exciting projects is working for a website called goodfoodjobs.com. And it is a gastro job search tool. So sort of like Craigslist, only you don't have to sift through ads for used lazy boys and ads for shot girls.
Well, how did that... Is that yours or does that belong to someone else?
No, that belongs to actually two lovely young women.
Are they local?
They are not local. No, one is in Vermont, one is in Brooklyn. But I started out with them as an intern in January, and I'm just starting my first week as a full hire for them.
And so what do you do?
Sort of basic marketing and outreach, trying to get new people interested in posting for the site and sharing information about what we do and evangelizing on behalf of them, I guess.
Oh, well, that's a great job.
It is. And Good Food Jobs is, it's just an incredible resource. It's a national resource, international really. And there are job listings in the nonprofit sector, in social media. You can, we've posted opportunities with Marcus Samuelson Group in New York City and also Chez Panisse Foundation in California. So really the stretch is far and wide. And we've even posted jobs at Google Huff and at Carolina Farm Stewards. So Stewardship Association.
Have you really?
Yeah.
So, all right, that's, is that full-time?
That's not full-time. It's part-time, and I'm piecing together sort of a few different part-time things. Uh-huh. But Victus Populi was really a vehicle for me to sort of see what's out there and leave a career, different career behind, and sort of give myself the space to think about what my next step in the food world might be. You know, I certainly don't consider myself a writer. I don't consider myself a blogger. I'm just a person that loves food, and I love talking about food, and I love sharing issues that I think are important and events that I think are important. And that's really what Victus Populi is about for me.
Well, so obviously when you're doing all those different kind of jobs, you have to discipline yourself somehow.
Yes.
Do you write on the blog every day?
I try to, but I also don't want anything to feel forced. And sometimes, to be honest with you, things just get in the way. Life gets in the way. And I try to write as often as I can. Sometimes I pat myself on the back when I write a couple of posts a day because really that's what a blog should be. It should sort of be updated several times a day. That's sort of the format that I'm used to and that I grew up reading that I've read over the last 10 years would be these people who would have time to write 5, 6, 10, 12 posts a day. I frankly don't have that time, so I make it work for me. Mm-hmm. I'm the only person writing it.
Well, I love the whole section on upcoming Triangle Food events. And
thanks.
They're, right now, all the events for May are listed. And so all you guys out there who are looking for something tasty to do during the month of May, go check this out because, I mean, you've got things down here that I didn't even, I never knew about.
You know, I mean, really, the food scene here was one of the driving factors for us moving here. And there is so much cool stuff happening that I just wish someone would have told me about. And that's, you know, another reason why I have that upcoming Triangle Food Events section on the blog, because it's my attempt to sort of curate, you know, the best of the best. And a lot of the stuff is affordable. Some of the wine dinners that are on there aren't necessarily the, you know, best bargains, but I think that they're pretty interesting.
Yeah, but wine dinners.
I know. I know. But then you do have things, you know, like free wine tastings at Three Cups. And then, you know, really interesting, actually this evening, I'm going to a really fun event at a similar wine store in Cary called Sip, a wine shop. And they have a whole series of fantastic beer and wine events that are usually very affordable, usually under $10.
So how do you find out about all these?
Like I said, I'm obsessed with food. I mean,
do people send you things?
No, they don't. I mean, I proactively go out and look for things, and it's just really stuff that I'm interested in. So, it's my interests are.
No, you cannot argue with that.
Far and wide. I mean, they're far and wide, and I would love for people to start sending me information that they think is that the readers would enjoy and that would fit the site. I might not necessarily post it, but I love knowing about that stuff. And that just because I don't post it doesn't mean it won't come up in one of my conversations.
Well, I mean, do you go to all these?
No, I wish. I wish I had the time and the money and the metabolism.
Oh, I know. That's the scary part.
Oh, I know.
Well, what's your favorite part of this, the blog?
Of blogging? I think just learning about the breadth of activity out there in the Triangle. You know, when I started the blog a couple of years ago, I was very new to the Triangle. Also, you know, not working in the food scene then. And since I've started the blog, I've just really immersed myself in all of the different activities. And it's inspiring. It's inspiring to see these small businesses that are, you know, exploring sustainable food issues and making that relevant to lives in the Triangle. It's inspiring to see these young farmers out there trying to, you know, teach people about, you know, what it means to, you know, the cost of a real egg, or, you know, what it means to actually live off of your produce and start a CSA, and also just educate people about how good real food can taste.
Oh, I know. And a lot of people don't understand that.
I know.
I mean, when you have a farm egg versus the difference. One of the things that we were talking about during the break is the difference between you and a lot of food blogs.
I'm not really, you know, I think what a lot of people down here, when they think about food blogs, they think, oh, or even in general, they think, oh, that person writes recipes or that person writes restaurant reviews. And I'm not really about that. I think those things are great and I like reading those things. But frankly, I like to go to more trusted resources. I'm old fashioned in that way. I like to go to, you know, news sites for my restaurant reviews. And I like to go to sites like Epicurious.com or even real chefs for my actual recipes, because Lord knows I'm an amateur.
Well, we're going to have to jump to break again. If time flies. Once again, it's victuspopuli.com. It is really fascinating. Go check it out. And you can actually communicate with you on the blog and leave messages and stuff like that.
I'd love that.
So don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360 WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Chapelboro.com, more of what you live here for.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I am here around the table. Around my table today is Amanda Miller, and you are the blog owner of victuspopuli.com, and we've been talking all about food, and we were sort of talking during the break about what you found surprising down here, and I agree with you. I mean, when I go visit friends around the country, I always want to say, let's go somewhere that we know where their food comes from. They don't always get that, and you don't always know that in another town. Here, you know that.
It's extremely important. And, you know, it's funny because when we lived in New York City, I definitely considered myself a foodie. You know, it was important for me to try new food trucks, important for me to find underground Thai places in Queens and great noodle places in Sunset Park in Brooklyn and all of that sort of thing. And even to go to, you know, some of these very fancy formal restaurants and, of course, you know, would think nothing of paying, you know, $100 for a great dinner out for one, you know. But moving down here, my whole perspective on food truly shifted because there is such a thoughtful approach to farmers and food sources here. And maybe it's just because we are in such a blessed farm country. You know, Piedmont has so many great resources. But, you know, my whole understanding and relationship to food has changed. And in New York, I didn't really care if, you know, the cow I was eating, you know,
was happy or not.
Exactly. but here it matters to me. And I've learned to just think about it more. And I think that's because you have so many amazing chefs who make that a priority in their menus. You know, you sit down at a restaurant before you even are handed the menu, you see a list on the table of the farms that are supported and, you know, the cows that, you know, basically the names of the cows that you're going to be eating that night. Not really, but pretty much. But really, you get to think about it, whether or not you want to. People tell you what's important to them in that way, the restaurant owners and your different grocery stores and that sort of thing. And that's
amazing. That's how I try to explain it. When I'm kind of, I feel like I don't get myself my point across real well sometimes when, for instance, if I'm in Memphis visiting and I'm looking for those kind of restaurants and my friends are saying, well, why? You know, I said, because don't you want to support your local farmer and keep all the money in your county and
local economy
and support your local economy? And then they get it.
Yep.
I think it there has to be some of that brought into it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, meeting these guys, and I think what's so wonderful is how visible our local farmers have become.
Absolutely. And I think, again, that goes back to some amazing chefs who are working to make sure that they get celebrated in the same way that the chefs in kitchen, you know, the chefs in restaurant culture here does, which I think is very admirable.
Oh, I know.
I love that. I absolutely love that. But yeah.
Well, so you eat out a lot?
I do. Oh, I eat out a lot more than I should.
I know, me too. And I wish we could do something about food trucks in Chapel Hill. That would next thing on the list.
Oh,
well,
no.
I cannot believe we've run out of time. Will you come back?
Absolutely.
Because this has been a lot of fun.
It has.
And maybe we'll talk about food trucks and all the other stuff that you've got on your plate, because you're busier than I am. Amanda Miller, VictusPopuli.com. Thank you so much.
Thank
And you'll
you.
Come back?
Absolutely, Deborah. I'd love to.
Wonderful. You've been listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360.
Thanks for listening to Side Dish. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Side Dish is an exclusive broadcast of News Talk 1360, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's News Talk and Tar Heel Station.